beautifully. Being, for the Taoists, reality itself, is composed of two opposing principles, often translated as feminine and masculine, or even more narrowly, as female and male. However, yin and yang are more accurately understood as chaos and order. The Taoist symbol is a circle enclosing twin serpents, head to tail. The black serpent, chaos, has a white dot in its head. The white serpent, order, has a black dot in its head. This is because chaos and order are interchangeable, as well as eternally juxtaposed. There is nothing so certain that it cannot vary. Even the sun itself has its cycles of instability. Likewise, there is nothing so mutable that it cannot be fixed. Every revolution produces a new order. Every death is simultaneously a metamorphosis. Considering nature as purely static produces serious errors of apprehension. Nature selects. The idea of selects contains implicitly nested within it the idea of fitness. It is fitness that is selected. Fitness, roughly speaking, is the probability that a given organism will leave offspring or will propagate its genes through time. The fit in fitness is therefore the matching of organismal attribute to environmental demand. If that demand is conceptualized as static, if nature is conceptualized as eternal and unchanging, then evolution is a never-ending series of linear improvements, and fitness is something that can be ever more closely approximated across time. The still powerful Victorian idea of evolutionary progress, with man at the pinnacle, is a partial consequence of this model of nature. It produces the erroneous notion that there is a destination of natural selection, increasing fitness to the environment, and that it can be conceptualized as a fixed point. But nature, the selecting agent, is not a static selector, not in any simple sense. Nature dresses differently for each occasion. Nature varies, like a musical score, and that in part explains why music produces its deep intimations of meaning. As the environment supporting a species transforms and changes, the features that make a given individual successful in surviving and reproducing also transform and change. Thus, the theory of natural selection does not posit creatures matching themselves ever more precisely to a template specified by the world. It is more that creatures are in a dance with nature, albeit one that is deadly. In my kingdom, as the Red Queen tells Alice in Wonderland, you have to run as fast as you can just to stay in the same place. No one standing still can triumph, no matter how well constituted. Nature is not simply dynamic either. Some things change quickly, but they are nested within other things that change less quickly. Music frequently models this too. Leaves change more quickly than trees, and trees more quickly than forests. Weather changes faster than climate. If it wasn't this way, then the conservatism of evolution would not work, as the basic morphology of arms and hands would have to change as fast as the length of arm bones and the function of fingers. It's chaos, within order, within chaos, within higher order. The order that is most real is the order that is most unchanging, and that is not necessarily the order that is most easily seen. The leaf, when perceived, might blind the observer to the tree. The tree can blind him to the forest. And some things that are most real, such as the ever-present dominance hierarchy, cannot be seen.